KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning in the Bedford girls softball tournament over the weekend, Griswold comes out a winner as they win all three of their games. Griswold beating East Mills 15-3. It was Griswold downing Bedford 10-0, and Griswold a 7-4 winner over Stanton Saturday. Also, Bedford beat East Mills 10-2, Stanton over East Mills 8-3, and Bedford beating Stanton by a 9-7 final score. Also on girls Saturday softball, the Melcher Dallas tourney, it was Southeast Warren beating West Central Valley 12-0. Seymour 10-0 over West Central Valley. Melcher Dallas beat Seymour 11-0, and Southeast Warren over Melcher Dallas 10-0. At the Westwood tournament, Woodbine falling in a couple of games. Galen Catholic 2-0 over Woodbine, and West Monona defeating Woodbine 5-1. Also in area softball play and non-conference action, it was Underwood defeating Thomas Jefferson by a score of 11-0. Those games on Saturday. A very light high school baseball schedule from Saturday here locally. At the Ankeny tournament, Carlisle defeated Coon Rapids Bayard 10-1. And also in regular season play on Saturday, Lewis Central, an 8-1 winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton in boys high school baseball Saturday. Well, the College World Series Championship Series will get underway tonight after Saturday's action in Omaha. Mississippi State had a late rally, one of those in the bottom of the ninth inning as they scored the final three runs of the game. And they beat Texas 4-3 in a comebacker on Saturday night to advance into the Championship Series. Tanner Leggett's got the game-winning hit for the Bulldogs in that contest. A College World Series Championship Series is a best 2 out of 3. And that'll start tonight at 6 o'clock with Game 1 as Mississippi State will face off against their SEC rival Vanderbilt in the championships tonight. Again, that's in Omaha. 6 o'clock this evening is the scheduled start time on Game 1 of that best of 3. In Major League Baseball on Sunday, it was the Cardinals falling again as they dropped the series to the Pittsburgh Pirates, losing Sunday's contest 7-2. The Pirates scored early and often as they had three runs in the first, scored also a couple of runs in the fourth, and two more in the fifth inning as they pick up the victory on Sunday. Johan Oviedo allowed 5 runs over 6 hits, walking 4 and striking out 5 as he took the loss, pitching 4 innings yesterday. Nolan Arenado and Paul DeYoung each had an RBI for the Cardinals. That was all they could muster. 7-2, Pirates come up a winner as the Cards fall to 37-41 now on the season. Also yesterday, the Royals fell in the finale of their series against the Rangers as they lost 4-1 yesterday. Whit Merrifield had 3 hits and an RBI for the Royals, while Ryan O'Hearn and Nicky Lopez each had a couple of hits. Brady Singer took the loss. He allowed 3 runs, 2 of those earned on 4 hits, 5 strikeouts, throwing 5 innings as Kansas City comes up on the short end to fall to 33-43 now on the season after being swept by that Rangers team on that weekend series. In other baseball action yesterday, it was the Blue Jays over the Orioles by a score of 5-2. Red Sox beat the Yankees 9-2. Phillies over the Mets by a 4-2 final. Tigers beat the Astros in 10 innings 2-1. Angels beat the Rays 6-4. Braves over the Reds 4-0. The Nationals topped the Marlins 5-1. Brewers shut out the Rockies 5-0. Twins over the Indians 8-2. The A's beat the Giants 6-2. Padres 5-4 winners over the Diamondbacks. The White Sox beat the Mariners 7-5. And it was the Dodgers over the Cubs 7-1 on Sunday. Iowa native Carissa Schweitzer became the first Iowa woman to qualify for 2 individual events at the same Olympics. The former Dowling Catholic and Missouri standout finished 2nd in the 10,000-meter run on Saturday at the U.S. Olympic trials. She had already qualified for the 5,000-meter run, and she becomes only the 7th American woman to qualify in both.
I mean, never would I have thought making one team, let alone 2, would be in my future, so I'm really grateful for it, and really attribute a lot of that to my coaches. And I mean, Shalane's done it in the past, and she's a great person to look up to and really key off of and ask those like difficult questions. Like I think I was asking her, like, what do I do in between? You know, like, how long do I run? How do I recover from this 5K going into the 10K? So I think that's really important because, the second event's always going to be difficult.
Schweitzer battled the heat and humidity to finish in a time of 31 minutes, 16.52 seconds.
The problem with the heat is really it just kind of makes you feel exhausted. So I always just dump a ton of water, like cold water on top of myself before the race just to kind of wake myself up. And throughout the race, just to really stay calm and stay relaxed and just know that if it's hot for you and it's miserable for everyone else. And it's not going to matter if you drop back or if you're up there, it's still going to be painful. So I think I just work through every lap.
She talked more about her strategy with the weather conditions.
The whole race plan was just to stay as relaxed as possible and really just like chip away at the lats. The goal was kind of not to pay attention to the lap counter until later, but they kept shouting every lap at me. So that didn't happen, but it was definitely a brutal one out there. And it was just kind of like really get to the last mile and grind it out.
Well, she qualified for both of those races, but will she run them both at the races in Tokyo?
I hope to double. I mean, that's a brutal race to run, not to race it. So I'm excited to have qualified and have the opportunity to evaluate that.
Those Tokyo Olympics scheduled for a little bit later on this summer. Also in the sports over the weekend, on Sunday, the PGA Travelers Championship came to a close. Eventually, Harris English finally won the title yesterday on the 8th playoff hole as he finished in a tie at 13 under par with rookie Kramer Hickok. It went 8 extra holes until they finally were able to finish that off. English picking up the winning putt as he wins the Travelers Championship for his second PGA Tour win this year. In NASCAR at Pocono yesterday, it was Kyle Busch taking the checkered flag. Kyle Larson placing second, and Brad Keselowski was third in that race. NBA playoffs last night saw Milwaukee beat Atlanta 113-102. The Bucks now take a 2-1 lead in that NBA playoff series. And the NHL playoffs continue tonight. It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Game one tonight, Montreal facing off against Tampa Bay in game one of that best-of-7 run for the Cup. That's Check of Sports here this morning.